MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 22, 2025. A man dies after being found unconscious on an Ipswich street. Trump is being sued by American Civil Liberties Unions. Sunny, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:30 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting investigators are releasing few answers after a man was found unconscious on a street in Ipswich, wearing just a T-shirt and shorts in bitterly cold temperatures. Ipswich police officers were called to Caroline Avenue around 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday after a neighbor first spotted an unresponsive man next to a blue Jeep with apparent physical injuries to his face and legs. The 65-year-old man was transported to Beverly Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The man's identity has not yet been formally released by authorities. State police detectives assigned to Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker's office, Ipswich Police, and the Massachusetts Office of the Chief Medical Examiner are investigating the man's death. Christian Wade, State House reporter, writes that President Donald Trump's push to end birthright citizenship is facing a flurry of federal lawsuits from civil rights groups and Democratic attorneys general, who argue that the move is unconstitutional. Trump, a Republican who was sworn into office on Monday, signed a slew of executive orders aimed at cracking down on immigration, declaring a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, and an end to birthright citizenship, which holds that anyone born on U.S. soil is considered a citizen at birth, regardless of their parents' immigration status. But a federal lawsuit filed late Monday by the American Civil Liberties Union's chapters in Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire argues that Trump does not have the authority to end birthright citizenship and is, quote, flouting the Constitution's dictates, congressional intent, and long-standing Supreme Court precedent. Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times, the use of a class of rodenticides on town-owned properties has been banned by the Rockport Select Board. By a recent unanimous 4-0 vote, the board banned second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides. Select board member Paul Murphy was absent for the vote. Vice chairperson Denise Donnelly, who proposed the ban late last year, said she is concerned about the use of chemicals and their negative effects on wildlife. More news after this break.
Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. Great couple of shows this week, January 23rd. In the Merrimack Valley, we've got an Andover boys basketball player talking about their great first half. And on the North Shore, a Cape and Saviors Bank student athlete of the week and a coach and player who are the 1 and 2 leading scorers at their school all time. And they're currently in the same program right now. Don't miss it.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The extreme cold has forced cities and towns to implement warming shelters throughout the region. In Lynn, according to Mayor Jared Nicholson, his administration, in conjunction with the Lynn Health Department, plans year-round for weather emergencies.
Yeah, so certainly an item of concern that we are monitoring closely and taking proactive steps. And while this, knowing exactly what day it's going to hit this level of cold is not predictable, it is certainly predictable that we're going to have extreme weather. And so that's something that we think about year round. We made preparations over the last year to be able to, for the community, to support the community in opening an additional warming shelter. So we have the Lynn Shelter Association that's always open and expands capacity when these really frigid times. And we're also just launching now a new warming center that our public health department is supporting in collaboration with the Lynn Continuum of Care and specifically the East Nazarene Church on Eastern Ave to offer respite for those who don't have shelter.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Jamie Costa writes in the Salem News, area residents are urged to stay indoors this week as record low temperatures blast the region for the first time in 3 years. as what weather forecasters call an Arctic air mass settles over the area. Meteorologists predict overnight temperatures as low as the teens to below zero over the next several days, and daytime temperatures no higher than the low 20s. The Newburyport Daily News has a list of warming shelters in its area. The Salisbury Senior Center, located at 43 Lafayette Road, is open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Salisbury Public Library, located at 17 Elm Street, is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 8 p.m. Meanwhile, in Amesbury, City Communications Director William Donahue said they have the same options available. The Amesbury Senior Center, located at 68 Elm Street, is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Amesbury Public Library, located at 149 Main Street, is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Thursday through Saturday. A complete list can be found in today's Newburyport Daily News. In sports, the Salem High boys basketball team picked up a 57-37 win over Peabody last night. The Witches' Kenai McLeod scored a game-high 19 points. Other boys' scores, Masconomet 65, Swampscott 48, Beverly over Saugus 73-43, Jacob Class led the Panthers with 25 points. Marblehead 69, Winthrop 49, with Finn Barron leading the Magicians with 21. Lynn Classical 7, make that Lynn Classical 70, Malden 56, and the Rams earned their 10th win of the season and have now qualified for the state tournament. In girls basketball, Danvers beat Gloucester 46-40. Annabelle Boyd was the high scorer with 18 points. It was Beverly 58, Saugus 50, Jaden Starr leading scorer with 13. Masconomet over Swampscott 59-34. Angela Lykos led Masco with 14 as the Chieftains improved to 8-2 in the season. Marblehead 36, Winthrop 30, Peabody down Salem 63-13. And it was Lynn Classical 61, Malden 47 as the Lady Rams qualified for the states. On the local sports schedule tonight, the focus is on high school hockey. Games include Essex Tech at Gloucester and Marblehead at Masconomet. In girls' hockey, Peabody is at Saugus, and Beverly plays at Newburyport. Bruins and Celtics both off last night. Both teams return to action tonight. The Bruins play in New Jersey, while the Celtics are in Los Angeles to play the Clippers. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.